Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Draymond Green was on the Old Man and the Three podcast. He was on Draymond Green's show live. They had like a double simulcast, I guess. So Draymond was asked, among other things, if KD gets enough credit for the 17 and 18 titles, Ray.
I don't think the outside world gave Kevin enough credit. I think if you came within our organization, Kevin was given all the credit. But the reality is I don't think that team wins another championship if Kevin doesn't come. Now, you may say, oh, yeah, but y'all won the fourth one without Kevin. But there's a gap in there where teams started to figure us out.
And would you guys have beat Houston those 2 years without Kevin?
Yeah, we was beating them for sure. So, kidding me. That team was never going to beat us. It just was not going to happen.
What about the Cavs then?
We would not have beat the Cavs coming back around without Kevin.
You know, it's one thing Kevin Durant and Draymond talk a lot about. We don't know why everyone keeps talking about that. Well, isn't that one reason, Ray? Draymond Green can't stop talking about it.
No, he can't stop being asked about it. He answers every question he's given.
Yep.
He just answers it with an incredible amount of volubility and length. So he never stops going on about it. But it's not his fault. He's answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
People need to stop asking if that's the issue.
We are brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. A lot of these things, and I'm the one that brought it up, I know, and we're talking about it because I, you know, started talking about it. So I understand that, take responsibility for that. But I don't understand why this is like some kind of mystery. Was Kevin Durant good? Were you guys good because you had Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant was magnificent. Still is if he's not injured. He's a little older now. That was a really, really good team that won 73 games. He added Kevin Durant. He was the best player on the team, finals MVP. Then he left, and the Warriors won an untitled title again. It's not some kind of mystery.
No, but people love to talk about it as though it's some great hinge moment in the history of the franchise.
Oh, yeah. Would you have won without him? Was he good?
People can't help bring it up because the Warriors have won again, and now Kevin Durant is in this maelstrom of insanity with Kyrie Irving. So, you know, it's an easy kind of road to pat travel where you go, man, if he had only stayed in Oakland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have been great forever. Well, maybe not. You know, all you know is what happened, not what might have happened. But people can't help bringing up the past because the present's too boring for them, I guess.
Well, there was something really fascinating about that combination.
But not 5 years later.
I guess.
I mean just at some point, the past is gone. You know, people keep bringing it up as though...
I think by definition, if it's the past, it's gone.
Yeah, I think that's really clever of you, and you really
said at some point the past is gone. Well,
no, people can't shut up about it.
That's true.
I mean, there's nothing left to say about that era in Warriors basketball. It's played out. Almost everybody on that team is gone.
From the 510, Dre also thought they couldn't win a championship with the rookies. It obviously doesn't make him right. That's true. I think what Draymond said there, for the most part. And you're right, Ray. It's not his fault. People ask him these things, and he's got this format, and he wants to get people listening, and he knows it's going to get talked about. But he's right. Kevin Durant was crucial to them winning those two championships, And now Steph has found another gear. Both those things can be true. Draymond also had this to say about the Warriors' future.
In 2019 was when Steph really locked in on the weight room. And so that's where he kind of starts taking that bump and kind of bumping it up a little bit. And although it didn't show immediately because then 2020 we were terrible and he broke his hand, you started to see in 2021 we were still terrible, but Steph was carrying us and he carried us to the play-in game and we didn't get past it. It was probably great because we would have got swept and that would have been the first series we ever got swept. So thank God we didn't make it. But I think you started to see it then, that growth, and like, oh man, nobody can stop this dude now. And I think that really changed the complexity of our organization. And I'm pretty certain that's why we'll win three of the next four NBA championships.
Three of the next four. Warriors, Draymond calling it. Don't you just go, we'll win the next two? Why do you go three of four? I don't know.
I don't know either. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tour the inside of this cavern he calls a head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's filling time like everybody else is. He's an auctioneer on crank. You know, this is his moment to say everything that's on his mind and everything.
He's making the most of it like Lucas did with Tommy
Pham. He's hammering. Well, not like that. No, I mean, Draymond Green is occasionally interesting. The Tommy Pham story stopped being interesting when Tommy Pham accurately assessed his facial features. I mean, this is Draymond's minute and nobody can shut him up.
I think that's a little too simple of an explanation. Again, I agree with Draymond. KD was great. We don't win those without him. Steph found another gear, and we saw in the finals this year, he's able to do things, make shots on his own, offensively do things, create his own shot in a way that maybe he couldn't do that before. But when he says, oh, he got in the weight room and now you can't push him around, is it really that simple that, oh, he put on a few pounds and now you can't push him around because he's stronger?
No.
I don't buy that.
No, that's not an accurate assessment. He did get stronger.
Sure.
It's not as easy to push him around. But the fact is the team around him was significantly better than the team last year and galactically better than the year before. Andrew Wiggins emerged as a potentially great player in a weird way, but he did it. Klay Thompson was finally as close to health as he's been since 2018. The rookies did well. Kevon Looney had a breakout year, and their sort of, league minimum signings all thrived because they were all good together. Because it's not, again, I know that people need this to be true, but it's not. The Warriors are not just Stephen Curry. He's the starting point, but this is an ensemble. They have won because there's more good players that they have.
Doesn't that make him Ray harder to guard?
Well, of course it does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But part of that is him. But part of that is the other guys you have to guard and the way that they move the ball and how he runs around to wear out his defender. I mean, there's a million factors that go into every play they run because they are a team in constant motion. And that's why they're as good as they are.
I'll tell you what, it's clear your basketball knowledge dwarfs Skip Bayless's. The way you just broke that down. Man, oh man, you know a lot more about basketball than Skip Bayless.
This day's not going well so far.
888. That's a compliment. 888.
You said I was better than Skip Bayless.
I said
essentially.
I didn't say you're better.
Essentially, you're saying I'm a better chef than a guy with eczema.
I didn't say you were better. I said you knew more about basketball. 888-957-9570. But yes, of course you are. Chris in Oakland, 95.7 The Game. How are you, Chris?
Hey. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just happened to be watching when Draymond was making these statements. I was watching, coincidentally, rookie season Steph Curry video. And I saw him making his own shots over Shaq, around Kawhi. When LeBron was referred to as the king and was all that, Steph has always made his own shots. He recently has had to be double-teamed. Because they always know there's one guy on the court that they don't have to cover who doesn't shoot, and that's Draymond, and that's the reality he's got to live with.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. I do think there's some truth to what Draymond said. Steph is he's better equipped now, let me put it that way, to carry the offense than he was a few years ago. We saw that this year with you know, against Boston in the finals when Steph had to run the high pick and rolls because of the way Boston put pressure on the basketball. It's like the offense started not with a pass. It was initiated with Steph on the pick and roll, reading the defense, and he dominated, especially in that fourth game when the whole series turned. Whether you agree with that or not, some people, you know, to Chris's point, hey, he's been able to do that a lot longer than people give him credit for. I do think one of the things that Steph accomplished, he didn't set out to accomplish it, but he did accomplish it. He gave people like, all kidding aside, right? Skip Bayless, people who said he can't do this, he can't do that. They have nothing now on Steph. And they can talk about the Warriors and the dynasty, but a lot of the things people said about Steph, yeah, he's great, a great shooter, but he's got these limitations. Steph put that all night-night in the finals this year.
Really?
Yes.
Night-night.
He did. Night-night.
Holy Jesus. When you listen to idiots, you only waste time that belongs to you.
But some of them are so loud.
It doesn't matter. You have a remote. You can make them go away.
I don't know where it is. I do have the voice.
Well, it's probably
remote.
Underneath your dog, like everything else you own.
No, you're right.
No, I mean, it's Skip Bayless's analysis of basketball is obviously, I mean, he knows one thing, and you can argue about how well he knows that. And that's the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's been his go-to. His second go-to is LeBron stinks.
Isn't he from
now,
San Jose?
Now, if that's his second go-to,
yeah.
What does that tell you about everything else that comes out of his pie hole?
That it's like what comes out of the wrong end of my dog.
Well, it may not be the wrong end of your dog, depending on what you're talking about.
I think you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm ashamed that you brought it up, but here we are talking about your dog's rear end.
Uh-huh.
This show is going great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you judge the source. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Find people that you think make sense and listen to them. You know, watch them, read them. You know, every minute you spend with somebody you know is a certifiable dope, that's on you. That's not on them.
Do you watch The Daily Show with Trevor Noah?
Often.
Okay. Because Draymond was on that last night.
Yeah, like I said, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting Draymond Green on a television. He's like a test pattern.
Yes. He talked about facing more doubts during this run than at any time in the Warriors championship past.
I felt like people doubted us more this time than they did prior to 2015 when we had never won anything. And mm-hmm. I think that's ultimately, you know, everybody's like, oh, why in the parade are y'all saying F everybody and shut up? And that's because the reality is they disrespected the work we've already done.
Right.
You know, to disrespect us as if we aren't champions and just write us off like we hadn't done it before. That's why I said, F them.
I understand that. Appreciate that. But look, facts is facts, Ray. There was a point at which during this year we heard Draymond and also Iguodala. And they said, you know what? You can't win this way. Am I right? They said, you know what? You have the aging core, the veteran core. They wouldn't call themselves aging core. And then if you're going to try to win by adding these young guys that aren't ready yet, that doesn't work. I believe Draymond himself said that. And also Steve Kerr, was it last week or the week before, said, you know, Bob Myers and I before the playoffs, we didn't know we had a championship team. So when the Warriors talk about people doubted us, people didn't think we could do it. Yeah, that's fine. But they didn't know what they could
no,
do.
No, they doubted themselves. Of course
yes.
they did.
Yes.
No, everybody rewrites history on a ongoing basis. The fact is, nobody disrespected the Warriors in 2013 and 2014 because they were the new item on the menu. You know, there was no telling what they were about to become. Nobody knew. Nobody had an inkling. So it wasn't a question of disrespect. They were essentially the Denver Nuggets of the time. You know, just sort of a team that had suddenly emerged and were now like a fringe contender. And then in 2015, they ran the table. You know, they had a slow build, but when they hit it, they hit it all. So, you know, any comparisons to back then are invalid. You know, as to whether they were disrespected this time, yeah, and for a really good reason. They were coming off massive injuries. Their three best guys were in their 30s. Nobody knew what Andrew Wiggins was going to produce. Nobody knew what the rookies were going to be. Jordan Poole was only a hint of what he became. I mean, the fact is, sports is about surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was surprised by how this ended up. I mean, if they were that good, you know, if they were being so profoundly disrespected. Well, maybe it's because they only won 53 games. You know, maybe they were, I mean, they weren't the one seed. They weren't even the two seed in the West. Other teams had performed better than they did.
They had to play really well over the last, what, five games to even end up as the three seed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what happened to them was they got all their pieces together at the start of the playoffs. And to their great comfort, they were playing a team that had only one guy, and that was Denver. You know, they got their breaks too. But no, I don't think the Warriors saw this coming. And if that sounds like disrespect in Draymond Green's head, well, maybe that's what he needs to make sure the engine keeps churning.
Sure. So there is that after all these years, right? After all these years and all these games, and
You know, now if he's talking that people were still disrespecting them in the during the finals, see, I don't measure disrespect. It's just you either do or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And what other people think of you should be irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because that's what this argument for respect is. I demand that you acknowledge that I'm the greatest. Well, why not just be the greatest?
Yeah.
Either they'll come around or you don't have to listen to them anymore.
If there's two teams playing and you say, you know, I think Team A is going to win, Team B's like, oh, you're disrespecting us.
Yeah. Shut up. God, this is why people are bad.
This is why.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.